Hey everybody, it's Spy vs. Spy, the podcast. The sequel.
Welcome. Welcome to Monday.
Yeah, welcome to November. Did we do a show in November yet?
No.
Nah, we did one. Last one was on my birthday.
Now
it's my 30th birthday.
Happy 30.
Hey, lordy lordy, look who waited 2 years to do another podcast.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I tell you what I'm not going to do.
What's that?
I'm probably not going to buy the Amazon Kindle.
Why not?
It's $400.
Well, I guess that is a lot of money to spend on a thing that doesn't really do anything.
It's neat.
What does it do? I haven't really been following.
No.
Tech update.
That's e-paper, you know?
Is it really, though? Or is it just a good screen?
No, it's, I think it's the I read about this a while ago, where it's, you know, it much like an Etch-a-Sketch or something, you know, it makes the things on the screen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then it doesn't use any power in keeping the shit on the screen. It's just one charge and it goes, you know, like, when you make a Xerox, you know, it statically charges the paper and then the toner sticks to the charge, you know?
Okay.
So it just for a second goes zap and then the words are on there and then,
But what happens when you scroll?
Zap for the next page. I don't think you have to scroll.
You don't?
I don't think it makes you go next page.
Oh, okay, so, yeah, alright.
I'm sure when you scroll, it's just zap, 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 but it,
Yeah,
you can leave the shit on all the fucking time.
And it won't burn in?
Mm-mm.
Not that anything really burns in anymore, I don't think.
Right.
I don't think that's a real problem with screens anymore.
It looks cool, small, light.
Can you get a screensaver for it? Flying toasters, perhaps?
Probably. Seems kind of cool. I mean, I guess I dig the idea of it. I guess those tiny, one of those laptops that aren't laptops, you know?
Laptops.
You know, the ones that you love so much?
Oh, the Asus EE.
Yeah.
I'm not
yeah, that's $400 too, right?
That is around $400, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really, it's like,
I'd rather have a little laptop for $400.
You could have a little, yeah.
You guys, have I talked about you guys, audience?
Yeah.
have we discussed that thing yet here on the show? You know I've been obsessing about it for a long time.
Yeah, but I don't think we have, no.
And I showed it to you and you were like, hot shit.
Yeah, I think the thing is hot shit.
It's called the Asus E. It's three E's. I don't know how you supposed to pronounce it. E, triple E.
Yep.
The WWW. Mm-hmm. And it was originally supposed to be a cheap, ultra compact laptop that was supposed to be like $200.
Flap top,
yeah. Flapjack. And it went up to like $400. But it is really small. It's got like a 7-inch screen. And it has no. It's like really tiny. It looks like a big DS almost. It's like a tiny laptop, and it has a small keyboard and full everything. But it doesn't have a hard drive or an optical drive in it. It has no like very few moving parts in it. It's all flash memory and USB and all that. And so it's super tiny and light. And it they have like a custom Linux operating system. But you can also get XP on it. And some people are starting to now put OS 10 on it.
There you
OSCs.
Go.
apparently with their Linux thing, it boots up in 15 seconds and shuts down in 5 seconds or something like that, which I think is pretty cool. It's got built-in wireless and webcam and shit. And it seems like it has enough power to do basically everything you really need to do on it. It only has like a 4 gig storage capacity. It's all flash memory, and you can obviously shove in your own cards or USB devices.
But it's not gonna be your main computer.
No, it's not designed.
You don't need to store all kinds of shit on it.
No, it's just for your, and it's just your little tiny light, durable, convenient, take it away and do some shit on kind of thing.
Yeah,
and I think that's a great idea because
me too.
There's times like I have a desktop system it's pretty old, but it's still. Does the job for everything I need, but sometimes like, man, I really like a laptop, so maybe the next computer I buy will be a laptop, but then I don't know, sometimes it's just too much when you're used to having a desktop system, you know, you don't really want to go away from that.
And you don't have to.
No.
You leave it right there.
No, most of the work I do.
You look at it as an extension of the desktop.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you're like, I'm going to color some comics, but I want to color them on the fucking couch with my feet up.
Yeah, I think the thing is powerful enough to run Photoshop 7. If you own it and you bought it, then you could, if you still have that disc at home, you could somehow put it into a USB DVD player.
Well, there's, you know, they've got the, you know, there's folks that have the, you know, the portable shit. You throw it in your thumb drive there, and you got all your programs or
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah,
you know?
Portable Photoshop. There's a thing called Tiny XP, which is a stripped down Windows XP installation, which you can. I don't know if you can run it off of a thumb drive or not. Did we already talk about thumb drive?
I don't know. Let's talk about it.
I bought just a little memory, like a cheapo, you know, $8 memory drive, USB drive.
$8?
Yeah, it was at Office Depot, and it was like a 512 meg. No, 1 gig. I forget how big it is. It's a small one, and it was cheap. I just wanted something like that just for convenience.
Sure.
And it was an impulse buy. It was $8. I'm like, oh, whatever. I can store a cheeseburger on it.
Mm-hmm.
Picture of a cheeseburger. Same thing. And I was thinking, like, what do you call those things? And everybody calls those things thumb drives, right? Not everybody, but that's a common thing. And that's a brand name.
Is it?
Like, the first dudes who made those things, I think they called them thumb drives, and that's why we still call them that. But it's the Kleenex of USB memory.
Yep.
So, I'm trying to think of what you call that. And I always want to call it memory stick, but that's Sony. Because those things are a stick, you know, it's not a card or whatever. It's a little rod, memory rod. I don't know.
Well, thumb drive redirects to USB flash drive on Wikipedia, as does jump drive.
Jump drive, that's the other one. Yeah, those are brand names.
Yep.
So, I don't know what to call them. USB memory. But don't call it a stick. So, no. Sony has memory stick, but their memory sticks are just like a smaller version of an SD card.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a stick at all.
No.
That makes you think it's like this little rod, like a Star Trek style, you know, pole that you're pulling out of a machine and putting into another slot. You know?
Death sticks.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah, so that's weird. But that I'm keeping my eye on that Asus computer. I kind of want one. They're...
You do have a little nugget of news about it pretty much every day.
Yeah, well, it's because everyone's so excited about them. And they finally launched, like, I think last week, or maybe the week before, they were finally made available, and they're sold out. And that's great, because there needs to be a market for cheap, easy, little computer, you know?
Yes.
Because not everybody wants a super high-powered, expensive, fancy laptop to play games on and to do crazy shit on, you know? I dare say
nobody does.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing, hey? Because if you are a full-on gamer guy, you know, and you want to play PC games, you're probably not getting a laptop.
Gamer D. Gailey?
Do you have a Jamie D. Gailey Team Fortress update?
No. No, I don't.
All right. Yeah, well, anyway, I'm glad that it's doing that little computer's doing well, and there were plans for a higher octane version of it to come out, but we'll see. And, I hope that it does well, and there's a market for it, and everyone starts making little cheap computers. I like little and cheap. And I really like the idea of, like, no whirring, buzzing hard drive to become demagnetized, you know?
Yes.
That's exciting. I like flash memory. I think it's cool.
Yes.
Yep. So, that's a tech update for today.
Joe Bergen deleted his Steam account, or maybe renamed it. I can't keep an eye on him anymore.
He's staying one step ahead of you.
Yeah. That's right. It's too bad. I wanted to, I don't know, check on his stats, see how he's doing, you know?
Mm.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I thought I had an Iron Man update, but it's been 2 weeks since I took a dump, so I don't remember. I don't remember what the last thing I read was. I don't have an Iron Man update. Maybe tomorrow.
Hmm. It's grim.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's a grim sausage.
But what are you gonna do?
Go take a dump right now?
You could.
Alright. So what else is in the news today?
Yes.
That's it?
Pretty much.
Oh, I got Super Mario Galaxy for my birthday.
Jeff Bent's favorite is the engineer.
He's a favorite Super Mario?
No, he played 8 hours as an engineer.
Mm.
14 kills.
In the Star Trek MMO?
That's right. Mamorpapug.
He was slotting dilithium crystals into things.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird how in Star Trek, like the original Star Trek, they went on a 5-year mission or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they ended up running out of power a few times, and we're like, let's go down to that planet and get some more of those crystals.
Yeah.
Isn't that bad planning?
Yes.
They shouldn't expect.
My guess is that they are delicious.
Yeah.
People were stirring it into their Sanka.
No, space they Sanka. Had to get them because they were an antidepressant and they were in space for so long.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
No,
Jamie,
anyway.
Jamie plays as a medic.
He would.
Yeah, actually, he spreads it around a
little
bit.
The only character who has a mustache.
Jamie has played 30 hours in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Not bad.
That's not that much.
That's
I guess.
Not bad at all.
No.
No,
no I thought it would be way more than that.
Yeah, me too.
I bet
no,
it was
I remember
like,
the last time I checked on Bergen, he did 80 hours in 2 weeks.
80 hours in 2 days.
Yeah.
So.
Not bad.
Yeah, but probably when he first got it, it was like 12 hours a day, you know?
Yeah,
and
sure.
Then it slowed down.
Yeah, maybe he just got rid of it.
Maybe.
He said, fuck this.
I gotta focus on my Daily Grind comic.
That's right.
Is he still doing that?
I'm not sure. I don't know who's doing that.
You want to do Daily Grind update? Do you like my little accordion?
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still going on.
Yeah, okay. All right. Sweet.
I don't know. I'm still in it. Does that count for anything?
Sure.
Still,
Are you interested in food?
Yes.
I made cinnamon buns the other day from scratch. It's been a long time since I made them.
And you sent me a big, yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Get that picture there.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah. My previous place of residence, the oven was not so good. Only the bottom element worked. So it was really hard to bake things. And I just gave up. And so now, in my new place, we have a great kitchen. And the oven works. So I'm all about the bacon stuff. Bacon. Baking.
Baking.
Yeah, and it's good having roommates, too, because if you bake something, it will get eaten, you know? Because sometimes I would bake something, and I'd bake a batch of cookies, and I'm like, oh, I have to sit here and eat all these cookies myself. You know?
Woe is me.
Yeah, no, but the problem is, you can only eat so many cookies, and then if you take too long, they start getting stale, and you just don't enjoy them as much, so... Yeah, you know, it's a very, very small half-life, too, of those baked goods.
Hmm. Doesn't work the same way for me there.
No?
Mm-mm.
You just want them constantly being...
I eat half the batter, and then I'll pretty much finish a pan before the next pan's done baking.
Then you cook your turds?
Yeah.
Lady fingers?
But the only thing for me is I eat them right out of the oven. I don't let anything cool.
Mm-hmm.
So then I peel off my tongue scabs, and my tongue scabs end up getting stale before everyone eats them.
Gross.
A little plate of tongue scabs there. They look like pork cracklings.
Shit.
That's a true story, though. That's all real.
Gross story.
It's real, though.
Yeah, so the new Super Mario game's really good.
Yeah, it's, I hear.
It's fantastic. It's great. It's the best. It's a best. Highly recommended for those who have a Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you don't have one, just go to the store and buy one.
Yep, they're everywhere. It's the simplest buy. All you need to do is...
I think it's the Nintendo Wii's 1 year anniversary today.
Wow.
1 year it's been out, and still nobody has them. Yeah.
But that's good, though.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'll occupy my time with that until the PlayStation 3 comes down in price.
Wow.
No?
Yep, sure.
Well, I have to, because...
Yeah.
Ever since I saw that full Little Big Planet demo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what that sound means?
Uh-oh. What does that sound mean?
I don't know. It should probably mean that you say something now.
Me?
Yep.
I think this is working good with me just being the...
You're the Andy Richter?
I'm the Andy Richter that's not on the show
and
anymore.
And I'm the Max Weinberg who's on tour with
I'm just dropping
E-Street
by.
Band.
Yeah. I'm just dropping by to see how the show's going. how's it been without me?
Oh, man.
To? What's the...
Yeah, the archives are just piling up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something if I did do, like, 2 weeks of, or a week of whatever, 2 weeks of solo show?
Hot fucking balls, that'd be awesome.
And then just release them all at once.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Oh, gross.
It'd be such a great surprise. It'd be like...
So, it's my birthday.
Shit.
No one wrote me a song, but here's some songs anyway.
Oh. Yeah, that's right.
That's true.
No, it was bad timing. Yeah.
It's not my fault.
No, I'm saying it was bad timing on my end. Bad timing. I had other shit I had to do. I couldn't devote the time to write your song this year.
Yeah, that's fine.
What are you going to do? We're not really, you know, now that we met. You know?
There's no point in doing anything anymore.
Yeah, really. It was all working up.
I give up. I quit.
Yeah.
This is the final Spy podcast of all time.
Well... unless the last one was.
Yeah.
Still don't know how this one's going to go.
You may have a point. Yep. We got 17 minutes into it.
Are we?
Yeah.
Shit.
That's it.
So we at least got to do 3 minutes.
It's too bad I didn't read Iron Man. That really would have saved it.
Oh, boy.
Did you read a comic lately?
Yes. Yes, I did. Oh, damn, did I. Fucking supervillain team-up MODOK 11. So fucking good. The art was really nice. It was eye-pleasing. And the story was,
MODOK team up with who?
Oh, it was, fucking Armadillo, Lady Nightshade, The Spot, fucking, Puma.
Puma Amon.
Living Laser. Man, it was...
Are you making those up? Because I've never heard of
no,
any of them.
No, it was so good. They're all, like, F-grade Marvel villains. Mm-hmm. They're just all turds.
They're all the guys who have to... They're still into robbing banks?
No, well, the Armadillo had become a Mexican wrestler.
Oh, yikes.
Let me see.
Couldn't
Rocket...
even commit crime anymore.
Yeah, Rocket Racer was, Well, that's the thing. They're all, like, semi-tragic characters, you know, like, they don't want to be supervillains, they're just kind of down on their luck and whatnot. They've all had their ass handed to them by Spider-Man and shit. But MODOK gets them together and offers them each $5 million to steal this thing, and it's pretty good. It's, yeah, a lot of double-crossing and shit, and a lot of, like, jokes. Lots of jokes. But it was pretty kick-ass. It was, 5 issues, I think.
Oh, wow.
And it was a fucking... It was a solid romp'em, stomp'em, good time.
So Marvel finally listened to Robert Newsom and said, let's make a new MODOK comic?
Yeah, and you know, they actually... They have the... You know, since he presented that to some dude at the thing,
mm-hmm.
Marvel started doing a MODOK blog on their site.
Really?
Yeah, so there's the...
They just
there's
want
a MODOK
sure
live journal that Robert they don't
lose,
doesn't do.
They don't lose the intellectual property.
Yeah, basically.
The way it works...
Oh, he had that whole issue about Sell Me MODOK or whatever.
Yeah, but the way it works, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but if you use a character more than the original creator owner does, it becomes mm-hmm. yours.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Like, if you and me got together and we decided we wanted to own Penny Arcade,
mm-hmm.
we would just have to go and do about 6 years of comics worth.
That's right. Or if you drew Ray and Ian, like, 4 times this year...
We would have to go to court over it.
I'd have to relinquish the rights.
It wouldn't be an automatic. It wouldn't be a slam dunk.
No, you'd win. No, pretty much every grind comic I do from here on out, I'm just going to be drawing over Grug's comics.
Nice. What is this? By the way.
Yeah?
By the way.
Yes?
Slam dunk as a term for, like, a shoe-in? Even a shoe-in. What does that mean? But
right.
Anyways, Why does slam dunk mean, like, no disputing it, I win, you know? Because in basketball, you can have a slam dunk, but that doesn't mean shit. It means you got 2 points. In fact, if you want to do one better, you stand back a bit further and try it.
That's right.
Like, it's not really the best you can do.
No, but a slam dunk, it implies that nothing's preventing the ball from entering the ball
chute.
But
that's not true.
You know, there can be many faces up in the... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know
why.
That...
Who said that?
What?
Who said that? About what?
Slam dunks?
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't know. I just was thinking about that, how people say that. Dicks. But I do like how, when people use many different sports metaphors in the same speech.
Yes, I like it.
We've come out swinging for the fences, and we've got a slam dunk on our hands. And
yep.
It's a whole new ball game now, bowling.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Shit. I got this hat trick under par.
Yep.
Bitch faces.
Bitch faces is from the world of horseshoes.
That's right. Speaking of bitch faces, I scored a perfect bitch face this weekend. I bought that suit. I went to the thing. Heather's company had her
the Spider-Man suit, the big gala thing
yeah, again this
Jamie
year.
Jamie DeGala.
Yep. Bought a black suit, gray shirt, purple tie, black
green,
all man-made
purple,
material
huh?
shoes. Yeah, it looked real fucking good. It looked real fucking good. Good.
You like, and you gave out business cards telling people to go to your message board?
No. it was fun though. The food was great. They had mascarpone stuffed shrimp.
What's mascarpone?
Some kind of Italian goo, and it was herb flavored goo. It was pretty delish. All manner of cheese. I mean, just like all kinds of variety of cheese, like these little like. Really good mozzarella balls with like this herb goo on the outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice. Fritz and cookies and lemonade, and then also wine. And the wine was kind of pricey, but that didn't stop Heather, and it didn't stop any of her coworkers either. Like it was funny because it was all you know people I've heard stories about or seen at her office or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everyone was dressed up and fucking drunk.
Nice.
Totally drunk. There was a couple of brides fell down. One of them could not figure out stairs. And
well,
ended up completely.
If you're gonna do that, and then what you do, this is a secret, is that if you're gonna be a drunk and make an ass of yourself, just dress up nice.
Yeah, that's right.
You get that's instant right. free pass. Like, oh, it must have been a wedding or something, and it was
important. Man, this one chick, she landed just completely upside down and was just like, hey everyone, London, France, anyone?
Ass over tea kettle?
Totally. You could I mean she just was like, here you go, here's all of my business, everyone.
Oh, nice.
It was pretty funny.
I would have grabbed it.
No, I was pretty far away, and as soon as I
you
noticed,
your
there
little
was...
Tyrannosaurus snapper grabber.
Yeah,
deet, deet.
It was pretty funny though. It was a good time. It was, you know.
Did she have tearaway underwear? You see that tearaway underwear?
I have seen that. Yeah, I've
are
seen
gonna,
caraway.
You
underwear. Freshens the. No, I did see that, and here's the thing: is I saw it two different places at the one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because those kids invented it, right? Which is, okay, right? Sure, you invented that. But I saw it a week before they invented it on a cartoon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I guess...
Well, I mean, hasn't that been a thing for a long time? You know, like that
sure.
idea? Like, no one invented that shit. Come on, as soon as the wedgie was invented, there was a guy
oh,
who
yeah.
was like... Where was it? What
mm-hmm.
show, movie, program was it?
Mm-hmm.
Where the kid said, I've just started pre-cutting my underwear or something? Was that in?
Exactly.
What was that from? Oh, anyway, it was from a long time ago because I can't remember.
You know what? It wasn't even in a show.
No?
I saw it in a friggin' Simpsons comic, a recent Simpsons comic that fucking Milhouse made his own Velcro underwear and then Lisa found him.
Okay, but wasn't that also what maybe on the show then?
Sure.
Because I've heard that from a show or a movie.
Those little kids, those little fucking kids that think they invented some shit.
Little kids never invented nothing, you know?
No.
It's like,
no.
Okay, hey kids, invent a superhero. Just invent one right now. It's going to be like, hey, you just invented Electro. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you 40 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah. So. I'm looking
fresh
at you, pie. Heroes.
We hate kids, except my own personal kids.
Never met them. Cannot formulate an opinion.
Yep.
To the positive, I automatically hate by default.
I understand.
Constantly ruining your talking show. Where are they right now? There's no noise.
Yeah,
it's very
naps.
Odd. I don't know.
Spencer's sick.
Put that in post. Can you get some audio of him barfing we can put in or something?
No, no, it was
diarrhea.
The other end. Yeah. Pretty bad.
Did you watch the Tim and Eric Night Live? Have you seen that at all yet?
No, not yet.
They've had two episodes, been on for 2 weeks, and they showed a preview from the Awesome Show, which I think may have premiered last night.
Yes, yes. I recorded it and have not watched it.
Okay, well, there's a clip about a poop thing, and it's awesome. Oh, good. So, great. That's a good story, Brian. Thanks, Phil. It's time to go.
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Can be.
I just when we start talking about like jokes from other things, that's when we know that we need to freshen up.
Yeah.
Let's go powder our balls.
Shit. Well, caraway seeds. Cardamom.
Yep.
A little, yeah. I don't know. Kid Nation update? No.
Oh, Kid Nation. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Boy, howdy.
That it never ceases to amaze me how crappy that show is and how, like, obviously contrived and edited and...
Oh, sure.
...awful it is, but how much I enjoy it. And mm-hmm. There's no denying it. So.
Boy, I could sure go for some peanut butter. Me too, other kid. Well, let's go read the journal. Hey, Townsers. Mm-hmm. I bet if you've been living here this many days, you're starting to want a peanut butter. So.
What we did originally back in Pioneer days... was yeah. We made it out of a peanut.
Yep.
So go find a peanut in the old mine. And
yeah.
There's a chest full of peanuts that we left there for you. They're probably still good.
Uh-huh.
They're in a Ziploc.
That's how it goes, man.
Yeah, we left them buried in a Tupperware for you.
It was kind of nice seeing some more kids come out of the woodwork there.
Sure.
Magel showed up a couple weeks ago.
I get tired of seeing the same old kids all the time.
Yeah, they almost, what's Majig with the purple hair there and little
one day we're going to get to see
rocker
her.
Rocker gal. She had a couple lines a couple weeks
she
ago.
Did, yeah, she did, yeah. They're grooming
back
her.
To the background, yep.
She's going to fucking start up a rock band or something.
Mm-hmm.
Meagle. The fucking name is Meagle, still good. By the way.
Well, it's Meagle, which is like, oh, that's fucking better. Sure.
Yeah, it sounds like you're from the Jungle
Book. That's
a
great name. Yep. And then her friend, whatever.
Meagrit.
Yep. Miggle and Biggle. And, yep. So, and then, of course, the Survivee there. You've been keeping up on the Survivee.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Didn't fall off that train.
I still enjoy the Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. It's good.
It's happening. Man, it's his game to lose, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I think he should really just start sexing and punching.
Yeah.
Yep.
Basically.
Just sex all the ladies. And then they will not vote for you, and then punch all the dudes.
Are you glad that the bear of genre is gone?
Oh, yeah. That little chode. And then he's all crying. I can't believe it.
His plan almost worked.
He shows up for the town council there, and
yeah.
And he's all like, he looks at him over, and I'm so hurt that I'm not, like, man, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Fuck you. That's what I think. That's what I says.
Gaffigan mixed with bubbles.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all I am. Fucking Andy Richter, Jim Gaffigan, fat bastard shit balls.
Greed bastard.
God. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So, with the writer's strike, Hollywood yes. Styles update.
Yes. Okay, so there's no more office.
How much longer do we have until... everything goes down the tube.
There's no more office as of now.
That's the last one. We've seen it.
Yeah, it's been on.
Shit.
There's a three more Pushing Daisies, which is a show I really like.
I've heard of it. I have not checked it out.
Good.
Maybe I will save that for the dark days.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Snarb them all up, because that's a good program.
Okay. Sure.
Everyone Hates Chris only has 13 more episodes in the hopper.
I've never watched that show.
Yeah. What else? Oh, Simpsons has about 11 episodes done.
Simpsons can go suck a dick.
But hey, they've been firing on all available cylinders
this
season.
I disagree. The emo Milhouse episode was not very good.
I thought that was good.
I thought it was terrible.
You
watch it every day. You've been desensitized, so it's not your fault.
Dude, I cleaned my kitchen today. Mm-hmm. Okay, I did the dishes and scrubbed all the shit.
Was it all Grimes in there?
It was pretty Grimes, yeah.
Yeah.
But I mopped the floor and everything, and I scrubbed all the whatnot. I even cleaned the garbage can lid and put the cat food tub.
You ate all the cat food. That's how you cleaned up the tub.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
No, the lid was kind of gungy,
crusty.
But I cleaned all that up. And on the little DVD player in the kitchen there, I had a Simpsons disc going. I can cling to the Simpsons. And then I was like, well, I watched all 5 episodes on this. I'll turn the commentary on.
You flipped it over. Remember when DVDs used to have 2 sides?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
No, it was weird.
I didn't like that because I didn't know... Because the little label around the ring there...
It's like, is this this side down or this side up?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Widescreen is this... poorly thought out.
Because I know that if the disc is reading from right here, is it...
Yeah,
but
yeah, exactly.
The label's usually on the... So,
do you think there'll ever come a day when a disc has art on it, but can also be read from that side? You know what I'm saying? Like a picture disc? Like a... You know?
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to go with maybe.
Do you think... How long is it, do you think, until DVDs are just fucking done with? Because think about it. A DVD... Like a regular... Okay, the biggest DVD you can get is, what, 9 gigs?
Yes.
That's the DVD 7, 5, 9?
Yeah, what? No, it's not the blue, 7, the Blu-ray, though.
No, no, not the high, just the regular
yeah.
Run-of-the-mill movie, full-on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it just came on like a memory stick? thumb, butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I mean?
Thumb shows.
Think about if you had your entire DVD collection, or VHS, or everything, and they were all on little micro SD-sized things, you know?
Yes.
When is it going to be that we just have everything on our hard drives, and we get it from some online source?
Not Demonoid, though, of course.
No, fucking Demonoid, what the
hell?
Oh,
fuck!
I mean, I already had my hopes dashed when they said no to Canada, and then they kept going, and I was like, oh, fuck you, Demonoid.
Yep.
And now it's gone, so I'm like, haha, now everyone has suffer.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Although, the massage board there on the Demonoid, they got the little massage board. It's not file-related in any way or whatever.
Nope.
I did find a link to Comics Live, and I was like, wow, this is a treat. I never heard of this.
What's that?
It's a place that got a lot of... It's almost all rapid share thingamajigs.
Comedies?
Of,
comics? Or comic
books? No, like comic books.
Okay.
Comic books and related media. So they got like a lot of cartoons and shit and a lot of.
Nice.
It was pretty cool. There was a lot of stuff there that I'd like never seen before. Like the fucking PDFs of the fucking Marvel Superheroes role playing game. Ridiculous.
Let's play that on the show tomorrow.
Yeah. I had.
You are in a cave and Electro is staring at you. What do you do?
Though I found this one Indonesian message board that had like fucking. All these old Archies from like the 50s and other shit like that, a bunch of Golden Age stuff. And I was like, fuck, I want to download this, but it's all rapid sharing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like you download one and it's like, okay, you got to wait 4.5 hours to download another one.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fuck it. I got some money in my PayPal account. I'll just pay the $10 and I'll use this for a month. My month's almost up, but I've got a fucking ton of Golden Age comics.
Yeah.
That,
it's funny how the internet makes you stingy like that, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm not fucking paying $2 for that. Fuck you.
Well, it's not that. It's just, I mean, it's the waiting. I was like, well, fuck this. I'll you know.
No,
I was
but
glad
if you
to
think about
bucks.
It, you're like, okay, if someone came to me and said, $10, and I'll give you this enormous stack of old Archie comics that are already not actually worth any money, but for your enjoyment, you'd be like, all right, fuck, here you go.
Right, yeah.
But when it's online, you're real hesitant to do it because there should be another way. But
I wasn't that hesitant only because there was money in my PayPal account.
Yeah.
I do not think I would have dipped into my actual legitimate funds.
Yeah.
It was because I was paying for a made-up fake e-thing with some made-up fake e-money.
Yeah.
That's how it happened so quick.
But those MP3 blog sites that everything's on Media or Fire, whatever that thing's called?
Yeah, Media Fire.
That's fucking great.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Doesn't expire or whatever, or if it does, I don't know, they keep that shit up to date usually.
Yep.
That we hate good music blog, which got shut down like twice, and I think it's
a couple times. Still going. Yeah. Still humming along.
But I like that format.
Me too. I just don't like it when they post stuff and they don't say that it's M4As. Fucking download a record and I'm like, oh,
I know.
Whack.
But you know you can convert that shit, right?
Fuck that.
Do you have the super program?
I say fuck that.
No, but do you have it?
Time is money, right?
Yeah, but if you set it to do it while you're not doing anything, in a way, you're making money.
Whoa.
Because you're actually, if you're doing 2 tasks for the price of 1 time unit, then you're fucking ahead of the game. You're a millionaire at that point.
Shit.
If you think about it.
So, whoa.
Okay. Well, anyway, it was that conversion program, Media. If everyone doesn't know about it, it's just called Super.
Mm-hmm.
Look for like Super Convert or something in the Joogle.
Yep. Search. But don't get Super Convert.
No, because that's a piece of shit.
Spyware.
Yeah. Bonzi Convert. So yeah, but it's good. It converts everything into everything, and it's awesome. I use it all the time for downloading Flash video from the Google or from the Ute, and converting it into a DivX file. And so that's what I do with the Tim and Eric Night Lives. I put them on my MP3 player, and I can watch them on TV.
It's a plan.
Because, yeah, and it doesn't take very long. And you just set that shit up. You set up a batch convert, and you go to work, and you come back, and you got a bunch of shit in the right file format. And it's great. And it can convert QuickTimes and Windows and AUGs, all that kind of stuff. And you just got full-on options of if you want to downsample everything or whatever. It's all very good and handy and useful and free.
I use it just to strip all the audio out of King of Queens.
That is also a useful.
Because I love listening to that show, but I hate looking at it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, you've seen one Leah Remini. You've seen them all. Yeah.
But?
Hmm?
Who's that? You get a call? We got a caller?
No, I don't get a caller.
No. All right.
We can't do that.
No.
And even if we could, we wouldn't want to.
That's right.
Yep. All right, should we get out of here?
Yeah, I hope everyone's happy. Hope we all fucking thrilled. Bill, and that's Brian.
Yeah, so send in your questions and comments.
Headlights on. Pull.
What?
Car.
What?
Keep your headlights on full. That's our new thing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But put a piece of tape over the high beams light, because it's distracting. You like that, Sarah? All right.
All right.
Bye, Petus.
Fuck.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you from work on a typing machine.
Yeah, let's do that instead.
Okay.